My story is a simple one of lust. Listen with warning of a certainty that the ending will be very bad for me. Though, as with all such tales, know that if offered a second choice, your narrator would repeat the sin. Do you know the sisters who work behind the bar at the Goblin and Grape? If you say nay and have blood running red and full of iron through heart and wrists, then you are likely a liar. However, for the joy of holding their names on my tongue, feeling the plosives tremble and break on my lips, I shall elaborate on their grace. Laura and Lizzie serve cider of apples russet and dun, plum ales, wine from pears blushed rose, spirits distilled of pomegranates, berries, figs. Centuries of oil paintings and watercolours gaze down from the walls. They whisper. They have seen it all before. For it is not the fruit of trees that makes men walk the white of winter to reach the inn, but the fruit of the sisters. Breasts rising russet, plum lips, the scent of pears at the blush of Laura's nape. Each man feels that he alone has been chosen from the many on the branch, saved from windfall, as lips that have never prayed smile on him until the bell calls closing. Lizzie thought me kind and gentle, and I let her believe. On the greatest night of my 25 years, she locked the doors against the reluctantly retreating hats, scarves, woollen coats, pushed me hard against the bar, as Laura tied my hands to the pumps, took off her dress, and invited me to take a bite of whatever I most desired. Along her collarbone, Lizzie had one line from an old poem tattooed. She dropped a tear more rare than pearl. And Laura whispered that if I understood, then they would be mine. But of course I didn't care to understand, for in that moment I was theirs, and that seemed more exquisite than all the world. In the morning I awoke on the orchard floor, bite marks like berries along my neck and thighs that have never faded. The reflection of my face was grey against the winter sky, nothing but earth in my mouth, my soul tied to a pebble that was my heart, drowned with countless others at the bottom of the village pond. They still come each autumn to pluck my fruit ripe for the cider. I grieve the winter, but will always blossom for those sisters in the spring.